This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition protest over special intensive revision SIR exercise of Bihar's electoral rolls. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have discussion on National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2015.
National Sports Governance Bill and National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill चर्चा करके पारित करने के लिए समय तय किया और हमने भी अपोजिशन के मांग पर ये दो महत्वपूर्ण बिल को दो दिन चर्चा करने के लिए सबने माना था। इसके बावजूद आज पूरा देश में खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए इतना महत्वपूर्ण बिल लेकर के जब सरकार यहाँ आए हैं तो भी ये विपक्ष के सारे मेंबर्स इस तरह से हंगामा करके बिल पर चर्चा होने से रोक लगा रहे, ये ठीक नहीं है।
As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house met at 11 a.m., the members paid tribute to former Jharkhand Chief Minister and founder of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and sitting MP Shibu Soren. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबु सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed a silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. The President and Prime Minister paid tribute to the departed soul at the hospital. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, received and accorded Mr. Marcos a warm welcome. The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi over alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of the 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. While staying the criminal defamation case, the court issued a notice on Mr. Gandhi's plea against the Allahabad High Court's refusal to quash the proceedings. An interim stay was granted for 3 weeks. The BJP hit out at the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following the Supreme Court's observations in a defamation case against him. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia termed the remarks of Mr. Gandhi as unfortunate. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today announced implementation of domicile policy for the fourth phase of the upcoming teacher recruitment examination. The Chief Minister made this announcement through a social media post. India today pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against hosts England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the 5-match series 2-2.
And would you believe it? It is Mohammad Siraj, the lion-hearted Siraj, who has led this attack throughout. He finishes the game. It is a famous win for India. This series is tied 2 apiece.
Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day 5. Mohammad Siraj was declared the player of the match. Shubman Gill and Harry Brook were both named the players of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.